I remember them going on interviews and people making fun, like kind of being like, so what the heck is NCT? Like, what is the concept? Explaining all the time, like, this is what NCT is. But now, like, even if you don't know the concept, you know who they are. And so I just feel really proud of how far they've come as artists. And I think they've really been able to find their colors. Hi, everyone. My name is Cece.
I'm Chris Molly.
And this is Pod in the Verse, a fan first podcast that explores everything about the music world.
Episode by episode, we'll dive deep into the latest Weavers content, get to know other fans, and stay up to date with what's going on in the K-pop world.
So grab your favorite headphones,
get comfortable,
and dive into the pod with us.
So for today's episode, can you guys guess what the theme is, Cece?
Oh my God, can you guess what the theme is with all the greens and like the light sticks and everything? Today we're talking about my favorite group, NCT.
Woo! Literally a super group. Like,
I know, this mega group. How much do you know about NCT?
So I know that there's a couple of different ones that make up one big NCT, but it's not exactly in the same way that subunits work, because they're truly their own separate group that debuted as a separate group.
Right. Honestly, I've never had to explain what NCT is. I never thought that I would reach this point where I have to explain it. But for people who don't know what NCT is, NCT debuted in 2016. They're basically like a mega group. They're like a brand. And then they have different units under them. But together, these different units form part of the bigger umbrella called NCT. So right now, the current subgroups that exist under NCT are NCT 127, NCT Dream, Wavy, NCT Wish, and also NCT U. So it's a little bit complicated. For people who don't know, I hope that you're able to learn more about NCT as we go on this episode, but there's so much to learn about them and so much to talk about them. And they're a group that's like almost a decade old now.
Literally. And I mean, what more perfect way for us to talk about it? I know that this is one of your favorite groups, and truly getting to share that is great for me because I'm one of those people that find myself perpetually confused.
And that's the normal experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I do remember when they were debuting, but I was confused because there are so many different debuts.
Right.
So even just hearing you explain that helps to know that, yeah, like separate parts debut, but they're all part of like this NCT universe.
Right, right. My first experience with NCT, I actually lived through it, like from pre-debut to like where we are now.
Oh, wow.
But I remember when it was first announced, like when the project was first announced. I remember the founder of the company that NCT is part of announced like Neo Culture Technology. And it was like, it sounded like such a big thing, which it became such a big thing. But the original idea was that NCT was going to be like an unlimited group where like members kind of like will participate in different projects depending on like the style and the song. And then
so they're not restricted to like one group.
And then there was going to be like one group based out of each city. So obviously NCT 127 represents Seoul. Then there was going to be like NCT Japan, NCT China, and like different regions. But as the concept itself, it's like ever like evolving. So like now we have what is NCT now. And then obviously in 2023, a couple of years after their debut, I think the fandom was like so strong that they decided to change up the concept. And so as of 2023, the group has finished like their changing concept. So now they're fixed units forever, which I think for a lot of fans and probably for casual fans, you're like, thank God, because like we cannot keep up.
Yeah, I still don't know how many people make up NCT.
So currently there's 25.
Oh my gosh.
And but you know, honestly, that's kind of a good thing. Like if there's 25 for you to look at and like listen to, and so all 25 have different colors, different voices, and so you can like NCT in different eras and you can like different units based on like what you're looking for. So that's kind of like the benefit of it, I will say.
Okay, but then since you've been there since pre-debut, what was it about it that like caught you, or that I guess made it feel like it was going to be something different than what you experienced before?
So before their debut, they actually, some of the trainees or the current members were already introduced to the world. So we had the rookies program. I don't know if you lived through that era.
Very briefly.
I mean, Red Velvet, aespa, yes. Like a lot of Rise, like they were also part of the rookies program. So it's basically where the trainees from that company, they are kind of revealed to the world as like, oh, these are the trainees that will one day maybe become part of a group. And so many of the members like Taeyong, Taehyun, Mark, Haechan, Jaemin, Jennie, like they were already going into some shows like Mickey Mouse Club. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I know.
So they were like starring in these episodes, and then they were like covering like iconic songs from like their seniors. And so I think for me, it was like seeing that pre-debut stage. I was kind of like, oh, like that's really interesting, because usually companies gatekeep. Yeah. Like who they're training. And so for me, like seeing them before they're like refined as idols, I was like, that's really interesting. And so for me, seeing like growing up with them, so I saw them before they debuted, I saw them during debut, and I think just like the concept was just so interesting, because yeah. Before that I had never seen that within the K-pop space. And I just liked how they kept adding members and how it kept changing, because every time it changes, like different combinations. So NCT U is the kind of like, for each song, there's always different members. And so I think you can get a different taste of what NCT can be like depending on the song.
I think I kind of understand. It's like if you were to combine, like for example, like a very, very brief, very vague example, but kind of like Big Hit, if you took okay. TXT and BTS, and they could merge into different, make different groups and have a distinct sound, but right. Under the same umbrella, they're still maintaining the same identity.
Yes, yes. I don't know if that makes sense.
I feel like it kind of makes sense to me, because it's like it's as if you're imagining that if TXT didn't just debut as TXT, but they debuted as TXT as an extension of what BTS is, and then they can move in between the two groups to create new groups.
Right.
And you mentioned that there was it was evolving. So does that mean people were supposed to leave when new people came in?
Yes. So I think that NCT kind of broke away like that traditional K-pop model where it's a fixed unit from the start. So when NCT Dream was first born, their original concept was kind of like the youthful, like the cute, like the, and then very all of young, the members were going to be under 20. And so whenever new members were added into NCT, if they fit that concept and that age range, then they would go to NCT Dream. And once they turned 20, they would graduate from NCT Dream. And so we saw that with Mark, who is the current leader of NCT Dream. And so he was put into that group. And once, I think around 2019, when he turned 20, then he graduated. And so for around 2 years, NCT Dream, they promoted as a 6-member group. But then after the pandemic, I think the company saw how like kind of like, I don't know if it was exactly that, but like kind of like the imbalance of like not having Mark there. And then I think fans were like, no, like we need the 7 original members. So Mark got added back into the group after the pandemic. Whoa. And so that became a fixed unit. And so after Mark got added back, they got rid of the graduating system. And then I don't know if you've watched NCT's debut song, which was Chewing Gum, it's such a different concept than what NCT Dream is now, which is like a sexy, mature, darker concept.
Yeah.
And so I think for a lot of NCT Dream fans, they're able to see that growth from like the youthful, the childish kind of appearance to like the young men that they are now.
But you could almost say that even if it wasn't the original like intention, because they were meant to be the youthful, because their name and the way that they already introduced evolving, the fans seem pretty receptive to having the group age up.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like that. It's like, yes, like maybe what was originally intended didn't happen, right? Like the graduating system. But then at the end, NCT is a ever changing concept. So I think even if they change kind of like the intentions or like the members or fix the members, I think it was what fans wanted too. So I think the group was listening to what the fans wanted. And that's why NCT Dream became a 7-member group.
Okay, so that's just NCT Dream. You said that originally these units were supposed to be in different cities. Where else yes. are they?
So NCT 127 was the technically the second unit that debuted under SM. So 127 is the longitude of the capital of Korea, which is Seoul. So they mainly promote in Korea and then they represent that city, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can see that kind of in each song that they have. Like it has like the hanja, which is the traditional Chinese characters that also like traditional Korea uses. Yes. And so we have originally the members, it wasn't all of the ones that we have now. They got added and then kind of adjusted as time went on. Mm-hmm. But it also became a fixed unit after the last member, Jungwoo, got added in 2018, I believe. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised how much I know. The more I talk, the more I'm surprised.
You're the expert for today.
I feel like I'm a teacher today.
No, this is exactly why you're the only guest I need today.
you're interviewing me.
I am interviewing
you.
On
the NCT history. But yes, but NCT 127 is meant to represent Korea, Seoul specifically. And then we have Wavy, which it represents like the Chinese unit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Super Junior M, EXO M, where they have groups that kind of mainly sing in that language. And so Wavy, I believe, debuted around like pandemic time. And so some of the members that got added to Wavy were actually already part of NCT before they even announced what was Wavy. And so Kun, for example, and Win, they were kind of like introduced at the start of the NCT project, even though there wasn't like a fixed unit for them yet. So we have those two different groups. I think originally there was going to be NCT Japan and NCT Hollywood. But again, it's an ever changing concept. So plans change.
So then they're in Seoul, they're in China. Mm-hmm. Is there any other place that any of the units are in?
I think it kind of like changed from what the original vision was. The original vision was for them to represent a country, but because after 2023 the concept changed, so now we have like NCT Dream that doesn't represent a specific like city, and then NCT Wish or NCT U that they also don't represent a specific country or city. And so it's NCT more of like Wish, a concept.
Do they have though, like, because if they initially were meant to start out in different cities, then that must mean their members are from all over the place.
Yeah. So actually in NCT Wish, we see that a lot of them are Japanese. So it's 4 Japanese members and 2 Korean members. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, Shotaro and Songchan, they were also part of the NCT project. Yes. And so, you
NCT
know.
NCT Rise.
NCT Rise. Like, I think it's kind of that. Like, we don't know what the company's original plan was. And of course, like, things always change. But Songchan and Shotaro were introduced as NCT. They were part of NCT U songs, but they didn't have a fixed unit. And so a lot of the theory is that they probably changed things up. Rise was maybe supposed to be part of NCT. We don't know. But they kind of graduated from the NCT project and then they got moved to a separate boy band away from NCT. Mm. And so Shotaro, who's Japanese, they were like, oh, maybe he was meant to be part of NCT Japan, but who knows? That will be a mystery for us forever.
I mean, I do think it takes a lot of planning to try to do something so innovative. So even if they've stopped the fixed rotation, it doesn't mean that like the journey you as a fan had while they were still kind of rotating and adding. Because with NCTU, since that's not fixed, does that mean that if NCTU technically had a comeback, you could expect different members to be there?
Yes, 100%. So I think NCT has also done like year projects. So NCT like 2018, I don't know if you remember, NCT 2020, NCT 2023.
2020, I know.
So I'm like trying to think of how to explain it, but it's kind of like NCT 2018 consists of the 18 members that were part of NCT in that year.
Yeah.
NCT 2020, it's like the members that were part of NCT that year, and so in 2023,
it's kind of like this is the class of NCT.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. And then so most of the songs that are part of, for example, for NCT 2023, most of the songs in that album are NCT U songs, because in every single song you have members from different fixed units be part of that song. And so NCT U is kind of like ever changing member rotation depending on the song.
Are they the only one that's technically not fixed?
Yes. So technically anyone is kind of part of NCT U, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. It feels like, it's a graduating class. It's like whoever is in the group at that moment, right, they can shine there. But it also, I think, does give freedom to that when they do the album.
Yes.
You can hear literally any combination, yes, of people that you want.
And then I think that's the amazing part about NCT is that because it's not a traditional model of like, it's always the five or the seven or however many members are in that one group, you can always see a different dynamic.
Yeah.
And so, but most of the time they promote as fixed units. So unless there's like an NCT concert where it's like all of them, you rarely get to see like NCT U promote these specific songs.
Yeah.
So most of the time they promote as fixed units. And you also have repeated members in fixed units.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
have like Mark and Haechan who are both part of NCT Dream and NCT 127.
Oh my gosh, wow, that must be crazy because NCT is always going on tours.
Mm-hmm.
And so that technically means that if 127 finishes a tour and Dream has one in like 2 months.
Yep, they do it back to back, back to back. And so a lot of people think, I think Mark was ranked number one, like busiest artist or like most events last year. I think NCT as a group was ranked as the number one group that had the most activities last year with I don't know how many like official appearances, like 200, 300 or something, which is not surprising also because they have so many members. But this does mean that like some of the members have back-to-back-to-back schedules, which can be really, really intense.
That's so interesting. I know that for me, the reason I found NCT very overwhelming when they first debuted was because I couldn't tell who I was looking at because they danced so well.
Mm-hmm.
They danced so well as a unit. And I know that when I saw, for example, Seven Sense when it came out.
Oh, which is the debut song for NCTU.
Mm-hmm. And again, that confused me because it's NCTU. So I'm expecting to see those same exact guys in another song.
Right.
But it's not the case.
But it's not. Because the first two songs were The Seventh Sense. And then afterwards, Without You came out. But Without You only has three members. And so I remember thinking the same thing. I just remember thinking like, oh, like I guess like only three out of those five are singing. But then NCT 127 came out with Fire Truck. And I was like, wait a minute. There's like new guys here. I don't know. And so I think that's kind of fun. Like, it's, you know, it is good. It is confusing,
It's confusing, but it is fun because you never know who you're going to get. If mm-hmm. somebody, I do feel like, you know, obviously we don't know what goes on behind the scenes, like why certain members are in things and why people aren't. But I do feel like it does give a little bit of freedom to that if somebody has to do a promotion for a show
yes,
that they're
100%.
In or maybe they're promoting a solo album.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the grace that they don't have to necessarily participate in that run because there are other members there
yeah.
and fans are a fan of the concept more than just it has to be certain members in the case of yeah. NCTU.
Yeah. And for example, like NCT Dream has seven members, right? But then because Mark and Haechan are part of NCT 127, so then sometimes we see NCT Dream have to perform as a five member group and
yeah.
like for example in KCON LA a couple of years ago in different like festivals and appearances. And then that's okay too because they're still NCT Dream even
yeah.
even with the absence of Mark and Haechan.
Is there a leader of all of NCT or are they just subunit or unit leaders?
So this is a little complicated, but Taeyong is the leader of NCT.
Okay.
And then of NCT 127.
Okay.
And then Mark is the leader of NCT Dream. And then Kun is the leader of Wavy. And then Shion is the leader of NCT Wish.
You can hold multiple leader positions.
Yes.
But typically you only have one.
Yes. But then the overall leader is our great leader, Taeyong.
Taeyong. Yeah. I've heard, and maybe you can help dissect this, but online
mm-hmm.
people love to talk about the musicality of NCT and the specific sound it has.
Mm-hmm.
And they describe it as being very neo. Like, what does neo mean?
Oh, that's such a hard question. For you who you're like a casual fan who listens to NCT, when you see people describe songs as so neo, like what's the first thing you think?
Whistles. flutes.
Okay. Yeah. I think when people say it's so new, it just means like it's so experimental, maybe. Mm. Obviously each NCT group has like its own specific sound. Like,
sure.
For example, Wish, it's just like very like poppy, like very bright.
Cute, bright.
But then like 1-7 specific, 1-7 and Dream even maybe, like I feel like they have very experimental sounds. Kind of like, I think it's just sounds that you wouldn't necessarily hear in other traditional K-pop groups.
Maybe I think the way I would describe it is, it's like, you know, what is it called? NCT is neo culture
technology.
One, it sounds like they're experimenting a lot with the soundboard. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why there are so many transitions, mm-hmm. to the point where this on the SM, the recent SM album for SM, The Culture, I think, mm-hmm. Didn't NCT Dream like redo a song and then just neofy it up? Like, they halfway did, through
so
it.
So they covered EXO's Love Me Right, and then in the middle they added like a dance break, but like they added like their own sound into it.
And it sounded like something that was that could have just been a regular NCT song.
Yes, 100%.
And so for me, what sounds neo is like you don't know why they're putting certain things in, but it makes a song and it sounds good.
Right. And it's just like, I think they have like specific songs that kind of solidified their like neo definition, their neo-ness, like Sticker, like Two Baddies, Kick It. They kind of have like an electric bass to them. They have like the whistles,
high energy. Whistles. Mm-hmm. They almost sound mechanical. Like, just something about it just sounds very like
neo. Right? See, isn't that the perfect way to describe
it? Yes, except the one rule about defining things is you shouldn't use the word to define it.
I just like, that's a hard word to describe.
Mm. Okay, then out of all of the members, who's the most neo member? Who is the one that fits, I guess, like the ever-changing concept?
I would say Taeyong, but I don't know if it's because he's the leader. So then he kind of represents the neo culture, but I think I would describe him as the most neo member,
the most representative. I mean, I think I one time saw him dyed his hair like two halves.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I feel like that, to me, I was like, that seems like what
that seems neo
that you
I think for me it's like his music. Taeyong, who's the leader, he also has like his solo career now, and so even his solo songs are very neo to me. I don't know how to describe it.
Mm. There's one song I liked of his. It was like, I think it's called like Last Flight, I think.
Long Flight.
I love it, but I actually didn't know he was singing it.
Oh, really?
Because it sounds so like...
Yes.
Like,
but
nice,
see, it like shows the versatility that he has, or that the group has overall. Like, I think we have multiple members now who have solos. We have like Taeyong, Ten, Yuta, Mark, and then like Toyoung. Like,
Toyoung.
You know, like there's... Truly, like, I think that's the nice thing about NCT is that no matter if you support them individually, you support them as a group, you support the artists, you support the music, you will never be bored. Like, if anything, it can be an overwhelming amount if you like every single group. And then there's also fans who only like specific groups, and that's totally okay too, because they're also meant to cater towards like specific fans. And so that's the good thing, is that no matter what path you're on, you can like different parts of the group.
So then would you say that the Lightstick is truly the most representative of NCT? Because it all has the same color.
Yes.
But it's, you could interchange it, no?
Yeah, so the first Lightstick was just like one Lightstick. It just said NCT. And then I think in the last couple of years, they changed it so that you can show the love for the specific group that you like with the specific symbol for that group, but it's still like similar shape. It's still the same design with the same color. So it still feels like it's part of a unit or like a bigger brand. Mm. So you might have, like, for example, if you like NCT Wish only, then of course, like, you can buy the NCT Wish Lightstick. But then if you look at it from afar, it's just an NCT Lightstick. Mm. And so I think that's kind of like the nice thing about like having your like individuality, but still being part of the bigger brand.
I can kind of see that with Wavies too, because
yes,
even though it's not that block shape, it's still that same fluorescent
neo
green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then another question is, we're used to like in K-pop that if somebody from another group wants to collaborate on a song, for example, like I know that like Cat's Eye had a feature from Youngjun, right? Are there features in this NCT world, since technically you can like interchange?
You mean like within the world?
Within the world. Because since they're different groups, are they still treated as like, oh, featuring this person from this group, or would just be featuring just their name? Because technically we're in the NCT universe.
So I think we have NCTU, right? So then technically if you want to put different members of different groups, you would perform under the song of NCTU. But then we have cases such as Mark had a solo debut recently. And so in one of his songs, he featured Haechan, who is in two groups with him. But you would, it's not like Mark featuring NCT 127 or NCT Dream. It's just him as a solo artist featuring one of his teammates, but then they're kind of credited as two different artists, if that makes sense.
That does make sense, because if ideally for fans of NCT, you're listening to Mark, you likely know
as a solo artist too.
A solo artist, then you likely also know who Haechan is, right? Because they're in two different groups together,
right? And then it's not just like Mark of NCT now, because he had his solo debut, he is Mark now. The Canadian rapper.
Well, then they've really solidified their role in this world to be, to stand as like a solo artist.
Yeah.
People know where they're coming from.
Right. And I think also like for me personally as a fan, like seeing them grow so much, I think like you mentioned it a little bit earlier when we were talking about like their schedules, but NCT has started to go on tours like internationally all over the world, and then they go every single year basically. And so I think seeing them kind of reach that popularity, and then I remember when I visited Korea, it's like the amount of NCT fans is just insane. And then the funny thing is that whenever you go to any other concert like that is not NCT, you will always see a neon light stick, like a neon green light just there. And then it's just like, I personally think it's like obnoxiously green, but then that's why it makes it like iconic, because there's no other group that has that neon green.
You can't ignore it no matter where you are.
And that's why it's like, it kind of makes you feel proud too. It's like, yes, me and my obnoxious green light.
Because even if I'm the only one here, you'll still see
me. You'll be like, that's the NCT fan. That's the N citizen.
Okay. So then we've spoken about like all of these different units and basically how it works out. You seeing them grow from basically pre-debut, what has it been like to see them gain so much success? Like, despite like the different starts they may have had, because some groups debuted after others and all are known as NCT. What was your feeling like finally seeing them get, you know, global success to even go on tour every year?
Yeah, I think when they first started out, obviously, like, the fandom was, like, way smaller. And when they first started out, it's, like, I think I was in high school. So I also wasn't the type of fan that was able to support them in person. But I think seeing kind of just them grow as artists has been really, like, heartwarming to me. And then now that I'm older, I'm able to, like, go support them in person. And then I think finally seeing them now as, like, I think seeing them as artists now, it just makes me feel really, really proud. Because then I think of like the times when they were like rookies, you know, like when they didn't even debut. And then I think them searching for their own path. And like, I think the first few years were probably like a little rough, both for them and for like NCTzens, which is the fandom name. Kind of see them like compete for that place in the industry, because it's something that people were never used to. And so I remember them going on interviews and people making fun, like kind of being like, so what the heck is NCT? Like, what is the concept? And so I think them like having to explain one, like explaining all the time, like this is what NCT is. But now, like, even if you don't know the concept, you know who they are. And so I think it's just, I just feel really proud of how far they've come as artists. And I think they've really been able to find their colors.
Okay.
Besides, I mean, not like NCT color.
Oh, you mean like the neo-green?
Yeah, not the
Find their shade of neo-green.
Find your shade of green.
So, you know, you got to see them here. I know you've seen them on tour multiple times. But seeing them here then for SM Town is kind of like an NCT reunion for you then.
Yes, actually. I got to see them at a SM Town Mexico, it was like all of NCT. And so it was like half of the set was all NCT. So I was just like, dang, like we occupy so much of SM Town. Well, that made me really proud. And then I think seeing how each of them are just so different, and then everyone knew their songs, and then there were just so many green light sticks. I think seeing them now also be older, it's kind of weird for me too.
Really?
It's like, obviously NCT Wish is like a newly debuted group, but I think kind of seeing, for me, for example, like seeing NCT 127 or Dream and seeing them be respected as seniors, sometimes I'm like, that feels weird to me, because to me, they're still like those young boys who are like chasing after their dream. And so sometimes that kind of feels weird. I don't know if it's because like as the fandom, like we kind of grew up with them, so we will always see them as like these young boys at heart. But yeah, like seeing them as seniors, I'm like, dang, they're old.
Well, on that note,
they're an old group.
On that note, I mean, you mentioned that they were evolving at one point. So yeah. Does that mean there's like a huge gap between some of the yes. oldest members and then Wish?
I mean, if you think about it, like NCT, the initial groups of NCT debuted in 2016.
Yeah.
And then NCT Wish, which is the latest unit, debuted 2024. So that's like an 8-year like age gap between like the two groups. And so yes, like we see like NCT Wish is part of NCT, but sometimes I see them as just like such babies.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's the good thing about NCT too. You kind of like, they're all part of a group, but you really see them as individual groups at the end too. So yeah, I guess they're like old and young at the same time, which is a weird feeling.
Seeing like, you know, older members like Johnny, for example, mm-hmm. who had trained for so long.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. There was this like someone posted this where they were like, Johnny entered SM like to train before Sakuya, who's from NCT Wish, was born.
Oh my god.
Isn't that crazy? So like all of Sakuya's life, Johnny was a trainee and an artist.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
And now like he got to stand on the same stage
as Johnny. Yeah. And so I think seeing that, that's why it's like, that's why I say, I always say NCT is for everyone, for anyone who really just wants to get into K-pop, because you can find different people from different age ranges. Johnny, I'm not saying you're old.
No, she said that you are a senior.
Yes, a senior.
A senior in the industry.
Senior.
In the industry.
but yes, like it is for anyone.
Wow. Okay, well, we can't stop this conversation without asking, one, what is your, maybe, I don't want you to like rank
them. Don't make me choose.
I'm not going to make you rank them or anything, but one, what is the song, I guess, that is your favorite out of all of the subunits?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe what is like the most nostalgic song for you when you think about your journey as an N citizen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard. Without You is definitely such a nostalgic song. Like the sound of that song is just like timeless, I would say. Like I can listen to it on repeat. Dang. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe Switch, which was a bonus track. No, actually, there's so many.
This is how good of a fan she is, though. Like, she's pulling out bonus tracks.
favorite song? Oh, that's hard.
Like, you know, SM Town, they could only perform two to three songs, I think.
Yeah.
So on your lineup, what would you have them say?
I would really want to watch Beautiful, which is an NCT as a whole, like their song. I would want to watch that live once, because even though each member only gets to sing like a little part, I think seeing them as a big, big unit is like, I've never seen that yet. And so I think that's my dream one day. But that song is also Beautiful, just like the name. So, but yes. And do you have a favorite song?
Yes, I have two.
Oh, love that. Okay.
The problem is, you know that I will need your help knowing which subunit it's from.
Okay,
which unit.
Okay.
The first song I ever listened to of NCT that I was like, knowingly like, wait, this is NCT? Oh, I like this.
Mm.
You know this because I've made you watch it all the time.
But, which one?
Resonance. Okay.
I believe that's NCT 2020.
Okay. So then, yes, I definitely know NCT 2020.
That's the one song that made you fall in love with NCT?
That was the first one that I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I like this. Way too late into the game for me.
That's okay.
But I absolutely loved it because it's just a mashup of all of their really good songs.
It's all of like the title tracks of NCT 2020 album.
Mm, and I just really like that you could showcase different members.
That's such a Neo song.
So there you go. And then the other one, because it speaks more to like the music I actually like, okay, is From Home.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I love that song so mm-hmm. much because there's a part where in the music video, they all speak in their native tongue. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I thought that that was like the coolest way to show just how global mm-hmm. of a group they are.
Yeah. And then that's NCTU because you have like different members of different units come together to sing that song in their native language.
I loved it so much. But again, I wouldn't have known though. I think when I first heard it, I didn't think it was an NCT song.
Because it's not Neo enough?
Yeah, it didn't sound like there were pots and pans being clanked together. No offense to NCT songs. I love them. I love
and
them.
We love the pots and pans.
But Sticker is an interesting way to start a song.
Hey, it's iconic. Mm-mm. It's iconic.
It is. But no, thank you so much, CeCe, for like sharing about your journey.
Of course. Thank you for just letting me fangirl for the whole hour. I feel like I don't think I even looked at my script. I was just like, let me tell you everything I know about NCT.
This is exactly why, though, I wanted you to be able to shine about this because you know so much. And I think that's most fans who are a really big fan of something like this, where mm-hmm. there's so much concept to mm-hmm. it. Like, even without realizing, because you watch all the shows,
I was
because
gonna
you
say,
were there, yeah. like, you didn't focus on studying them.
Mm-hmm. You just know.
You just know.
I was going to say, when we were planning this episode, at first, I was like, oh, maybe Chris Molly, like, I feel like it would be better if you interviewed, like an actual N citizen. Even, mm-hmm. like, even though I like NCT, like, sometimes I feel like I don't, like, study them enough, like you said. And so mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, actually, I don't know if I know enough about them, even though I followed them and I've loved them since like 2015 or whatever. And so, yeah, but then like now actually speaking, I was like, in the end, it's not about like how much you know. It's just like about your love and like
how much you respect them
yeah. as artists. And so after this episode, I think I feel more confident about saying I'm an N citizen because I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I kind of know a lot.
Oh, yeah, no, you have taught me a lot. I know you've taught everybody listening a lot. Mm-hmm. I am a little less confused because of you now.
Oh, that's good. And it's okay to be confused because sometimes I get confused too.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, we never know what's going to come out.
Hey, that's kind of Neo of us.
It's very Neo. I wore Neo green for you today.
I love it.
But all right, then let's go into our next segment.
The Weavers wrap up.
Of course, we always have stuff going on Weavers. Mm-hmm. Guys, you have to make sure you are on the app, you got your notifications on. But just a couple of cool things that are happening this month. BTS's Jin Global and US membership merch is coming out.
Yeah, it's eligible to purchase on the Weavers platform. Just for people who are in Mexico, there's like a direct way for you to buy the merchandise. So that is like so much more convenient and accessible. If you want more information, please check it out on Weverse. And then I believe that the pre-order, it's going to be starting on June 18th. And then it will start shipping out at the beginning to mid-July. Mm. And then hopefully we'll be in your homes sometime this summer.
That's kind of crazy that ordering it, I mean, considering this is coming all the way from mm-hmm. Korea, ordering it literally in mid-June and getting it by mid-July, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Eyelid just came out with a new album
called Bomb. I feel like seeing these girls grow as artists has also been like, it makes me feel like a mom, kind of.
You were watching them grow and like their first album, first two actually mini albums were so cute and sweet. But now we're starting to see them like head in like a little bit of a different direction. Mm-hmm. It's really cute to be able to see and watch in real time. And lastly, BB is officially on her first world tour. Woo-hoo. Called First World Tour Eve.
So if you want more information, as always, please check out the Weavers social medias or the Weavers community where you can find more detailed information. Should we move on to our next section?
Yes, let's go. This is the Fan Zone. Okay, so for this fan zone,
okay,
we have, you know, a game. We also have a question. Let's get to the question first. It's really short. It's really short.
Okay.
The question for everyone listening and for Cece, if there were another NCT group, what concept would you want it to be and why? I know they're done with this ever-evolving concept, but like, you know, what else would you add to this NCT universe?
Honestly, I would love to see an NCT and RISE crossover.
Ooh.
I think that would be like so ideal for me. I think for me, like loving Seungchan and Shotaro within the NCT universe, and like I think seeing them like move on has been like bittersweet for me. I think I just love the concept of RISE. They have such a distinctive sound, but I think maybe like bringing that back onto the NCT universe and maybe having like a crossover and a collab would be amazing. Would it be too much if I asked for all of them to be? No, that's too much. I would do like the RISE members.
It's Neo, so you can have whatever you want.
I would do like, I feel like I can see a couple of like the NCT members be part of like a RISE type of concept. Mm. So maybe I would choose like, dang, you know, I need to cheat and like look at the members that are here.
Thankfully, they're all standing here next to us.
Honestly, I think Mark, Ten,
Dancers,
Hyun, Riku, like I feel like all of them would kind of fit the RISE concept. Okay, it's because RISE is like soul dance heavy.
Yeah, it's dance heavy and it's Neo adjacent because they've got two members that crossed over.
Yes, so I would love to see that collab. What about you?
Well, you know, I don't know all of them the way you do, but because I love ballads. I really want
you love From Home.
I love From Home. I would want like an NCT ballet unit, like kind of like SM the ballad.
Yes.
But if they could have one, it could be like You, where they keep rotating and it's just like a temporary concept. But I just feel like there's so many good classical like singing voices in that group.
100%.
And I would like to hear it without the flute. So
without the newness. You just want the ballad only.
Yeah, you know, and I think a couple of the members would be happy too, like to have a different area to explore.
I'm dead. Well, please let us know in the comments, what is your ideal like subunit lineup? Would it be a RISE collab? Would it be like a ballad unit? Would it be an even more Neo unit? Let us know in the comments. Okay, and then Chris Molly, I know that you prepared another game. It's a surprise game because I don't have it on my script. So please tell me, what is the game?
So the game, as prepared by our lovely producer, is a Guess the Unit.
Song. So it's a competition between the two of us.
Yes, I see. Already here, I know you're going to win. So that's fine.
Hey, have some
confidence.
That's
not the point.
Hey, you can do it.
Part of me feels like you should have like...
believe in your Neo, okay?
Part of me almost wants to give her like, you have to wait 5 seconds and then I start.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. Okay.
But that's not fair too. Okay, yeah. Maybe I could try to guess it, and if I don't know, you'll know it.
Okay, so it's guess which unit song it is?
Guess what unit. Guess what unit.
Okay.
What unit it belongs to.
Okay. The first song is?
Like Nettie's Love.
Ah, I know it.
Is this NCTU?
Yes, that is correct. Oh, good one. Okay.
Just because that one was in the resonant song.
Okay. The second song title is? Lemonade. I know it.
Lemonade? I'm just going to guess. 127.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've heard that one.
It's like the one where Jaehyun's friend, he's like, lemonade.
Okay.
You're like, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay, next.
Well, it's pretty good.
Okay. Hello, Future. I had to know that one because it's NCT Dream. Because we went to the NCT Dream concert together and you really like that song.
Yes.
7 cents. We said this one earlier.
Okay, should we say it at the same time? One, two, three. NCTU. Okay, I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you know which members are in it?
Only Mark. I know he's in it.
Hey, that's one of them.
Mm-mm.
Who else?
Johnny?
No.
Haechan?
No.
Doyoung? Doyoung's in it. Doyoung
is in it. Then you have Jaehyun.
Jaehyun? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ten.
Ten.
And Taeyong.
Was this a dancer song?
It's like a really hard song to dance to, but yeah, they also rap in it. It's kind of like R&B almost.
Oh, I just know the Red Room.
Yes,
the and Red that Rooms. And Mark has that iconic outfit mm-hmm. and kicks like the yes. side.
Okay, next song is
Phantom.
Ooh,
NCT. NCT!
Yes!
What is it?
Wavy.
Ah, wavy.
So I was like, yes, but like...
My first and last. NCT Wish.
It's right here.
Oh, shit. NCT Dream!
That's how I was like,
listen, she's the fan here, okay?
Okay, next one.
Misfit? NCT 127?
No.
Is it here?
It's NCT U.
NCT U.
It's like a rapper song. So Songchan is in it, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Turn Back Time?
Oh, I don't know if I know this one.
This is NCT U.
Is this Wavy?
No. She knew it in her spirit.
I knew it before, like, my mind knew it. My heart already knew it.
NCT Dream?
NCT Wish.
Well, I didn't want to be obvious.
It is obvious.
Okay. Ah, 127. I'm dressed in that style today. That sounds like Dream.
Yes, it's not here, but yes, it is.
Oh, Steady.
You know this one for
Let's
sure.
Let's go Steady.
Yeah.
NCT Wish.
You know more than you think.
I know more than I think, but I also know way less than I should.
It's a good start.
Cherry Bomb. That's 127.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 127, the iconic.
See, you're so good.
No, because the memes.
Oh, the dancing
The ones. Dancing memes. You have to.
NCT Wish. The last one.
Love Wavy.
Yeah.
That's the only Wavy song. Or I guess that was actually the first one I heard.
Yes, it's like really iconic.
But I was surprised because it was all in English. Mm-hmm. I thought Wavy was only going to be singing in
They
Chinese.
Have a lot of English songs, actually. Because like a lot of their members speak fluent English. But it was so funny because when I went to SM Town, everyone knew the lyrics. And it's like, you know, it's like a sexy song. So everyone was like...
I think everyone was looking forward to that performance.
Because it's an iconic song, seriously.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for playing with me, Cece.
Of course.
And citizens, don't judge me. I came here to learn.
And you did great. You did great, honestly. I hope that you guys were able to get all the correct answers as well.
So that has been the Fan Zone. Please follow our socials and let us know in the comments how many songs you got, what NCT unit you're hoping that one day will happen, even though they've stopped evolving. Mm-hmm. We have our socials out here, QR code, and CC.
Yeah, and we also have a Spanish version available of this podcast. If you're interested in that version, please go follow Todo en el Verso. And shall we say goodbye?
Yes, let's say goodbye.
This is Cece.
This is Chris Molly.
And this has been Pod in the Verse.
Bye.